As I said, I'm Simon Stevens. I'm an artistic associate here at the Lyric Hammersmith. One of my favourite things about my role as artistic associate is I get to do a lot of public interviews with people. Every show that we do, I come try and interview the key artistic practitioners behind the creation of the play or the creation of the production. Last night was a real privilege to interview Sean Holmes, who directed this evening's production, and Simon Kane, Sarah's brother. But we wanted to do something a little bit special for Blasted because we think it's a tremendously important and tremendously special production. It's 15 years ago, 1995, that Sarah Kane's Blasted first opened at the Theatre Upstairs, the 80-seat studio theatre in the Royal Court in Sloane Square, and unleashed a giddy paroxysm of rather idiotic fury from British theatre critics, and 15 years of debate and consideration and contemplation of the importance and significance of the play. It's a play which has been massively translated and produced widely around the world in many, many different countries, and I suspect now probably every continent. It sent a shockwave through British theatre at the same time as the bands like Oasis and Pulp and Blur were kind of resonating British music. Artists like Damien Hirst and Jake and Dinos Chapman and Sarah Lucas and Tracy Emin were reawakening British art. That British politics was on the cusp of 13 years of the new Labour government. It was a time of massive change, it was a time of massive energy, and Sarah Kane, more than I think probably any playwright of that time, articulated that with a visceral force that was startling and startles still, I think, tonight. I think more than any of the important and brilliant plays written by her peers and the other plays of her remarkable career, it's a play that I think changed the landscape of British theatre writing. I think it's tremendously important that we spend a bit of time talking about the play, not with theatre critics, not with academics, not with necessarily, not even with her mates, although her mates were really quite significant and are charming, although often interviewed and often talked to. I very much wanted to talk to writers about why the play matters, not as a cultural moment, not through its visceral force, not because of its sexual brutality or its images of cannibalism, but just as a play. So it was a real pleasure to be able to invite a panel as considerable as this. David Watson's plays include pieces of Vincent, which is one of my favourite plays of the year, played this year at the Arcola Theatre. Other plays have played at Bush and at the Royal Court. Alexander Wood's plays have been played throughout London. Most strikingly, I think, Unbroken and 11th Capital at the Royal Court and the Gate Theatre. Joe Pennell is a peer of Sarah's, whose first play, Some Voices, opened in the same season as Blasted and has gone on to write some of the key plays of the last 15 years, including the Olivier Award-winning Blue Orange and National Theatre's Landscape with Weapon, as well as writing the screenplay for his adaptation of Cormac McCarthy's equally startling novel, The Road, and Laura Wade's play, Posh, has just been nominated, although she hastened to add, to clarify, longlisted for this year's Evening Standard Award as one of the best plays of this year. Her other plays, Breathing Corpses, Colder Than Here, and her remarkable adaptation of Alice, have played throughout the country in the last 5 years. It's a real pleasure to have all four of you here. Thank you very much for coming along, and I think we should give them an extra. In the toilet with I was just having a wee with Joe, and I said, what we should have done, of course, was invited you last night so that you have 24 hours to recover from what still I think is quite a remarkable visceral shock, and get your thoughts together as you kind of answer some of the questions that I want to ask you. But I didn't. We didn't give you 24 hours. So if you're not able to speak for the next half an hour, while that might be frustrating, I think it's a valid response. So you can say, I'm sorry, I can't say anything. I'm just going to ask you all the same question to start off with, which is, where were you when you first read or first saw Sarah Kane's play Blasted? Laura!
I was at school when this was first produced. in the north where plays like this don't often come, or certainly didn't then. So I remember reading about this new, what they were calling at the time, in-your-face playwriting scene in my parents' independent newspaper, and thinking it all sounded incredibly cool and it being very, very distant from who I was and what I was doing. And I don't think I've read it until a bit later while I was at university. Didn't see it until a few years ago when that German production came to
Thomas Ostermeyer's Schellmuller.
The Turning Roundy one.
To the Turning Roundy one.
The revolving stage. So that was the first time I'd actually seen it, which was rather strange seeing it in translation. But by then, it was already a favourite. I think I'd read it a lot of times by then.
What was the impact when you first read it? How did it feel to read? Do you remember?
I think I probably didn't get it first time. I think it can take a couple of times to get into the rhythm of it and to really kind of see underneath it and see how it works. And I think sometimes, I mean, I don't know if anybody here tonight was experiencing the play for the first time, but you can sort of be a bit kind of thrown back by the visceral nature of it. And I don't agree with those original critics, but I can sort of understand that first reaction of, oh my God, what is this? And I think it's a little bit later, if you've got a sort of normal-sized brain, that you work out how important and useful and brilliant it is.
Well, there's something about it, although if on first reading it disorientated you, or even alienated you, there was something about it that made you return to reading it. Was that just because you had to study it, or was there anything else about the play that you wanted to return to?
No, I didn't ever have to study it. It was just, I really kind of admired its structure, really, I think was the first thing that really got me, and the way that it kind of disintegrates and the way that the kind of the form and the content kind of mirror each other perfectly, I think. And so as someone who's quite keen on structure, I kind of really liked that about it.
David, where were you?
When I first saw it, I was in this room about 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, yeah.
And when I first read it, it was given to me by you in your office at the Royal Court. And I suppose it was just before I had the play in the Young Writers Festival, so I was 16 or 17. And like Laura, I sort of didn't really get it on first reading. I found it kind of, I suppose, politically obscure in a way, although very kind of viscerally striking. But I suppose, for me, what got me about it, it gripped me in quite an old-fashioned way, never mind sort of how sort of formally innovative it was. It's just the first scene in the hotel is so sort of, it draws you in sort of quite an old-fashioned, well-written way. You want to know who these people are, you want to know what the situation is. So I think, and the sort of, the musicality of the dialogue and the sort of confidence of that was what sort of, kind of in a funny way, sort of stayed with me more than the violence and sort of breaking out of the form, which are things that I came to, maybe when I came back to read it, sort of responded to more. I mean, I knew, it's funny because when you're a bit younger, when you're that age, you don't have this whole backstory of knowing exactly about who Sarah Kane is and what her, how she fits in with Beckett and all the rest of it. I think I knew the name, and I knew there was something a bit dodgy about her, but I didn't know why. I wish you could go back to then and sort of see it without all this sort of kind of almost hysteria that it surrounds it, because it's, I think, sort of her reputation has kind of maybe cast a long shadow.